I'm Rick Hansen with this sports update on KJAN.com for Thursday, June 13th. In area softball action, Atlantic won six straight games with a doubleheader victory over Shenandoah by a score of 12-6 in the first game and 9-1 in the second game on Wednesday. Elsewhere in softball, it was Carroll Kemper Catholic falling to Carroll 7-3. Clark of Osceola defeated Mount Air 13-0. Des Moines Christian was an 8-1 winner over Panorama. East Sac County beat Lorenz Marathon 14-4. It was Council Bluffs Lewis Central over Council Bluffs St. Albert by a score of 6-0 in softball. Otobolt Arthur BCIG over Westwood Sloan 8-3. Trainer Downing Missouri Valley 11-0. Tri-Center was an 11-3 winner over Oakland Riverside, and Winterset beat Boone 10-0. In baseball action, Coon Rapids Bayard defeated Glidden Ralston 6-3, Creston down Shenandoah 7-5. Des Moines Christian was a 7-4 winner over Panorama. Earlham beat Winterset 11-1. In other baseball action, Griswold was a 13-7 winner over AHST. Lawton Bronson beat Maple Valley Anthonoto 7-0. Murray down Mount Air 10-5. Trainer beat Missouri Valley in five innings 16-1. It was Tri-Center over Oakland Riverside 7-2 in baseball. West Central Valley of Stewart beating Nottoway Valley 11-1. And Woodward Academy over Guthrie Center by a score of 7-6 in eight innings. North Carolina State waited a long time to make it back to the College World Series in Omaha. It only makes it sweeter. Its first opponent will be the Wolfpack's hated rival. North Carolina State left for Omaha on Wednesday, the program's first trip to the College World Series since 1968 and just the second overall. Its first game there comes Sunday against North Carolina, the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. In the last meeting, the Tar Heels won 2-1 in 18 innings over the Memorial Day weekend in the longest game in Atlantic Coast Conference tournament history. Wolfpack senior Taryn Sine says the game definitely is meaningful because we owe them another game. Sophomore Trey Hunter said the team is worried about more than just beating the Tar Heels. Fed up with fans interrupting the College World Series games by running onto the field, officials are warning of full prosecution for anyone who pulls such a stunt. Omaha City Prosecutor David Smallheiser said Wednesday that he didn't know how many people have been ticketed in recent years. According to media reports, six people were cited last year alone, including a 17-year-old girl who patted the backsides of two players while security personnel chased her. Smallheiser said trespassers face 6 months in jail and a $500 fine. Dennis Pope of the NCAA said, quote, idiots who run onto the field are spoiling what for most players is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play for a national championship. In Major League Baseball, Dylan G pitched six-plus strong innings last night to lead the New York Mets past the St. Louis Cardinals 5-1. Lucas Duda, David Wright, and Marlon Byrd all homered for the Mets, who snapped a three-game skid. Alan Craig provided the Cardinals' lone run with a solo home run. The Cardinals and the Mets are in action again today on KJAN. Our pregame coverage begins at 11:15. Eric Hosmer's RBI single in the 10th inning gave the Kansas City Royals a 3-2 win over the Detroit Tigers Wednesday. Lorenzo Cain hit a game-tying two-run homer off Jose Valverde with two outs in the ninth. Tigers starter Justin Verlander allowed just three singles in seven scoreless innings. Mike Leake combined with Aroldis Chapman on a three-hitter, and Todd Frazier hit a tie-breaking home run in the seventh inning against Travis Wood, leading the Cincinnati Reds over the Chicago Cubs 2-1 Wednesday for their 12th record straight win at Wrigley Field. In other news, the Iowa Hawkeyes will open their football season at home against Northern Illinois on August 31st, beginning at 2:30 p.m. Hawkeye officials announced the start time for the opening game and September 7th matchup with Missouri State on Wednesday. Iowa's game against the Bears will kick off that day at 11 a.m. Both games will be broadcast on the Big Ten Network and, of course, on KJAN. Elsewhere in sports, Andrew Shaw scored a deflection at 12:08 of triple overtime to complete the Chicago Blackhawks' comeback in a 4-3 win over Boston in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. The San Antonio Spurs aren't sure they'll have Tony Parker available when they host the Miami Heat in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Parker's been diagnosed with a grade 1 strain of his right hamstring after being injured early in the second half of Tuesday's blowout win over the Heat. Coach Greg Popovich says he wants to wait until today before deciding Parker's status for Game number 4. Jason Kidd is back with the Nets, this time as head coach. Kidd retired earlier this month after one season with the New York Knicks, his 19th in the NBA. He spent 6.5 seasons with the Nets, averaging 14.6 points, 9.1 assists, and 7.2 rebounds, while leading them to the NBA Finals in 2002 and 2003. In racing news, NASCAR driver Jason Leffler has died following an accident Wednesday night during a dirt car event at Bridgeport Speedway in New Jersey. The 37-year-old Loeffler was a two-time winner on the Nationwide Series and finished last at Pocono over the weekend, which was his first Sprint Cup start of the year. And five-time Pro Bowler Jason Peters of the Philadelphia Eagles has been arrested in North Louisiana for allegedly drag racing and trying to flee from police. Peters was released on bond Wednesday after his early morning arrest. Arrest affidavit said that Wasista Parish Sheriff's Office deputy saw a white Camaro and a blue sedan in what appeared to be a race at around 4:45 a.m. That's a check of sports. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.